Welcome, everyone, to the Your Energy First podcast. I'm your host, Emily Marie, and it is such a pleasure to have you here today to co-create with you in this space and to talk about all things your energy. Episode where I am excited to share with you this story that is going to help you further understand what to do, how to navigate a situation where you maybe are unsure of what's coming through. And also, this is going to help you have even more clarity on the value of your energy today. So you have heard me say numerous times that it's so important that we focus on our human experience, yet our otherworldly experience is so tempting, right? It's exciting. It makes us feel special in a world or society that really likes us all to kind of look and dress the same or similar. And I know that we're really doing a much better job individually and at a collective level of branching out from that, but that's really only been in recent years. And it's important as we take a look at these energies and as more of the mystical comes into play in our day-to-day lives, that you completely understand the value of who you are now, already, as it exists today. And that just like you have boundaries in your real life with people, that you also have these boundaries with energy. So, and you're thinking, of course, Emily, you know, yes, boundaries, understand that, and I get it. But one of the things that happens when we open ourselves up to the curiosity and the exploration of more energy is our filters actually have to get stronger. The guides are saying they have to get broader too. You know, one of the things that I have really, really been working on with so many people, this has been coming through in one-on-one and group sessions a ton, is really allowing our energy to expand and shine. It's so important that our energy, that we feel that it's safe for us to be fully blossomed in our energy. And when we do that, it doesn't mean that we're welcoming in more. It does mean that our senses are going to be heightened and we will have more, oh gosh, what's this word? It's like a intricate experiences with energy. So whereas before, maybe let's just say you bumped up against something and you're like, oh, you know, I'm tired now, or I'm this or I'm that, or I feel drained because I went to the party and so-and-so talked my ear off and I should have stopped him earlier, right? Well, now what's happening is when our energy is broad and full, we have more choice, which is a beautiful thing. So what we want to do is we want to choose what we share, how we share, and what our experiences are. And at the same time, that means we also want to have greater discernment who we allow in our life when it comes to human form and non-human form. It sounds so dang funny to say that. Okay, so here's what I really want to say. What I really want to say is anytime you experience something mystical, it's exciting, right? It's what I said before. It's like, oh, our world can be kind of mundane. And then all of a sudden you get a glimpse of something, you know, is it an angel? Is it a guide? Is it a message? And we're just like, oh yeah, that makes me feel even more special and even more excited about something. And all of that is a good feeling. It's a good, those feelings that you feel, you actually really want to nurture more and more in your day to day, which is a whole other topic. And when this happens, we really want to take a step back and look at any energy that comes into your awareness. And I know I'm being very broad when I say energy. It could be during a meditation, it could be on a walk, it could be in a conversation with someone, it could be, you know, maybe you're doing an online activity with someone who's doing energy work, it could be any experience. What I see people do is they just get so excited and they dive into that. They say, oh my gosh, you know, aliens came forward for me, and therefore, and you guys know, you know, my stance with extraterrestrials or galactic beings, some are incredibly positive and some are very smart and use their wits and greater knowledge that they have that we don't currently, that we aren't currently accessing. They'll use it to manipulate people. And it doesn't even start out as grand manipulation. It starts out as, oh, you know, here's some information that's going to make you feel good and make you feel like you have this information maybe that somebody else doesn't. So when we take a look at this, what we want to realize is we just want to keep coming back to your center, your light, your source, and keep coming back to that. And not, it's good when we have this idea of, you know, we set these intentions of only good comes to me, or only the positives in my highest alignment come to me. Those boundaries are good and those are healthy. And at the same time, because we are consistently executing our free will, whether your free will is operating from your programmed mind or the new mind that you are consciously creating, which takes effort, we want to make sure that no matter what, you fall back into your own alignment, your light, and you continue to navigate these energies with a sense of consciousness and choice, and also a settling in your heart. I want you to feel so settled and in your heart space that you're like, you know what, whether this energy comes to me today or another energy comes to me 10 years from now, I know I'm good right now. I know I'm whole. My energy is whole. I am worthy of receiving all of the divine support and fun goodness anytime I want to. And this one singular experience, while it may be significant, is not important. Meaning that you say, you know what, I'm so good, I'm so aligned in my light, this thing could come or it could go, and it doesn't matter. And if it's of the light, it's going to stay, it's going to be soft, and it's going to support you. Soft can also mean strong, by the way. In energy terms, soft and strong are interchangeable. And this part's just really key, because we are going to continue to open up and we are going to continue to access new energies. You know, I had received a big aha epiphany this morning, and it was one of those ones that now that I see it and now that it's locked in and I'm looking around, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is everywhere. And before, I'd received the information, but it didn't land. And I'm really excited that it's landed. I'm applying it in my life. I am working with my one-on-one clients on this, and then I will teach it publicly. And I can see, I'm like, this is going to be an interesting one to teach publicly. It honestly makes teaching energy work feel easy, but I'm really excited because it's the application of the energy work. But what we want to do is make sure that at any given moment, you just feel so rock solid that you have access to what it is that you need that makes your heart feel content, and that anything around you is just bonus, and that you could take it or leave it. That's what I'm really trying to say in all of this. Oof. So I was driving from a work appointment a long time ago. This is over a decade ago. And at the time, I didn't know about my inner light. And I had a friend from one of my energy classes. And the classes that I was taking were around Reiki. I would say she taught one form of traditional Reiki, and then she taught dark arts. You've probably heard me reference her multiple times. And of course, not knowing she was teaching dark arts because everything was love and light. But she was so manipulative, I guess, in our classes that it was almost frowned upon that we were friends outside of class. So weird. And so this one gal and I were kind of like, you know, hush, hush. Okay. We're buddies. We're talking about this stuff. And we'd call each other up and be like, can you talk about this right now? And be like, yeah. And I was driving up this hill in this east side of Seattle. And I was calling in what I knew to be specialists of the light. And specialists of the light are just when you contact source energy and you say, I need help with this particular thing, but I don't know exactly who the best energy is to support me. So this energy comes in, and immediately, we all know and sense and feel energy. And so that came through, but I also see energy. And this thing was so big. I mean, it was massive, this energy. It was very masculine in nature. It was thin, but also big. And it almost had this, you know, the Joker or clown hats back in days of yore that have, it's almost like how do you even describe this? It has like multiple spokes coming out of it, like 3 to 4 spokes with little ball tassels at the end of it or something. They don't all have ball tassels at the end of it, I don't think. But it's those clown hats with multiple arms out of it, I guess. How do you even describe that? Doesn't matter. And you're probably thinking, well, Emily, that sounds creepy. How did you not know that this wasn't of the light? Okay. So what was interesting is notice how, okay, so I didn't know about connecting to my light first at the time. That was something I learned later. And I had connected with, I had set the intention for a specialist of the light. So this energy, I was very confused because it had such a duality to it. It was both light and dark. So what happened with the light is that it felt very familiar. There was a sense of we'd been together before. There was a sense of I know you. And also, I'm the type of person where I have an incredibly tight inner circle. If you're my friend, your family. I'm very tight with my family. So for me, that extends to these energies. So then I would see or sense or feel this dark aspect. The dark energy felt vapid. It felt empty. It felt harsh. It felt there was no logic. There was no light. And it was very confusing in the moment. So I'm doing my best to navigate what it is I'm seeing and perceiving. And I'm like, well, I was like, okay, so do I call this in to help me? Or I was like, wait, I don't know if I should, because it doesn't feel great. So I pause and I call my friend and I'm like, hey, can you tap into this for me? Which I would never in a million years ask anyone to tap into something anymore. Now I would say, will you please hold space for and see what comes? Because when you hold space for something, you're aligning with your light first, and you're saying, and you're calling in divine energy, and you're saying, what can I know for the highest and best? There's a very distinctive difference. We didn't know at the time, so we said, will you tap into something? Okay. So, and she was like, whoa. And she goes, weird. And she saw the history that we had in other lifetimes, other realms. And I said, what I'm picking up on is that it's both good and bad. And she goes, yeah, I'm seeing that too. So she just helped validate for me. There's that term spiritual running buddy. I first heard it, I think, years ago from Gabby Bernstein, and I don't know where she got it from. If there's someone I'm meant to give credit to for that, I will. I just think it's such a great term. And so we just helped in, you know, my friend and I, we would just help each other validate these things. So then we get off the phone and I'm like, well, I don't want to work with you. And I'm calling in boundaries. And I said, no, I don't want to, you know, I decline. And it went away. And it kind of gave me this little emphasis of like kind of sadness for a moment, which of course, this is what they do. They will, anything that's of the dark will find one of your weakest spots and try to enter your energy from there. And so it gave me the sense of sadness for a moment. And of course, that would be me attributing to, oh, I'm letting go of someone who's like a family member to me in a past life, right? Like, you know, did I need to, you know, bring you through and work together in this lifetime? Well, if you're choosing dark in any way, I have to decline. I have to decline. Well, I don't have to. I choose to decline. And even though there was good elements to that energy, you know, it's very different when we're dealing with a human, right? A human can have good and bad elements. We all do. But you can still choose to be in their experience and love them. But it's not the same with energy. It's a fine line, but it's a very definitive line. So as any energy comes to you in any way, in any form, always know you have, because you are eternal, because you have access to everything, let yourself be so full of love for yourself and your experience that you say, you know what, this just isn't for me this time. And if it's meant to be, it will be consistently. And this is like dating, you know, don't just take what you can get, take what you deserve, take what you want, take what you really desire to experience. And love the heck out of the journey and the process. You know, as we, when you become more aware, more enlightened, I suppose. You know, enlightened just means we're grasping bigger concepts, right, of our existence. Slowing down is part of the process. And the reason being is because when we're too forward, fast in motion, we're out of balance, we're in our masculine. If we sit around and do nothing for years on end, we're probably too much in our feminine. But there's a balance for everybody, right? Like we need the masculine men, the people that I said men, it could be anyone. We need the people in their masculine who are really driven on certain projects and passionate about certain things to bring them forward in the world. And then, of course, there's the feminine energies that are doing the exact opposite of that and everything in between. But as your journey asks you to slow down, instead of fearing it, ask it why. Inner light, why am I being called to slow down? What does it mean when I slow down? What's on the other side of me slowing down? What will happen? And those are really profound questions you can continue to ask yourself on your journey. Thank you so much for being here, bringing your light and all of your experiences into this world. Intuitive's Toolkit is a month-to-month container, often known as a membership, where I am going to be continuing to share teachings that come through that are going to support you self-guide to discovering more of your intuitive abilities, gifts, and more. Currently, it is at $9.97 a month while I finish up my book editing, and then it is going to go up to $27 a month. And those of you that have already joined, welcome. And your price will remain at the $9.97 as long as you decide to be a part of it. And this is a space of collaboration, but also a space of self-responsibility, meaning when you show up for any live sessions, we all connect with our light first. We all do our own inner work. And then the beauty is we share it in community. So we are each self-responsible. And then from that full cup, we share. And it is such a cool thing. I have just so enjoyed seeing each of you have these experiences, these ahas, these insights that you're getting, and these are permanent tools that you get to use for the rest of your life. Until next time, take care. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review, and make sure you've signed up for the newsletter for special insights, offerings, and announcements that are just for you. This podcast and website represents the opinions of Emily Marie and her guests to the show and website. The content should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for informational purposes only, and because each person is so unique, please consult your healthcare professional for any medical advice, recommendations, and questions. Views and opinions expressed in this podcast and website are our own and do not represent that of our places of work. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or correction of errors.